BBC has seen some new figures which show that only a tiny percentage of fathers are taking up what's known as additional paternity leave. That's the remainder of any maternity leave not taken by their partner. Our political correspondent Chris Mason, has more. Chris.
Yes, good afternoon, Ed. In 2011, additional paternity leave was introduced. As you say, the idea was to administer an extra dose of flexibility and allow a generation of hands-on new dads more chance to spend time with their little one should they choose to do so, beyond the fortnight's paternity leave that was already offered. But figures given to me by the shadow childcare minister Lucy Powell that she'd requested from the government show take-up of additional paternity leave is minuscule. In its first year, 2011-12, just 0.8% of eligible dads took it. In 2012-13, it was marginally up, but just 1.4%. Let's insert a couple of caveats. These figures relate to the statutory payments paid by employers to their employees, and the employer has claimed the money back from the government. And some employers may not claim these payments back, especially if they're paying on occupational paternity pay above the legal minimum. Other new dads might pack in work altogether. But nonetheless, the figures are small. The statutory rate of pay for additional paternity leave is £138.18 per week. Lucy Powell told me the scale of the challenge in terms of balancing responsibilities for looking after a new baby was brought home to her when she was off work to have a baby herself.
I came back from maternity leave after just 4 months. So in theory, my husband could have had, you know, several months off on additional paternity leave. And I suggested to him that he do that. And he said, well, how do you think that's going to go down at work? And, you know, he works in the NHS, that you'd think would be a little bit more open-minded about these things. Dads feel in the workplace that it's not really accepted that they might take time off for caring responsibility. So they're much more reluctant to ask in the first place. And then often when they do ask, they're not met with the same sympathy that maybe a mum is met with. So I think there are some cultural barriers for dads themselves and in the workplace. And there are issues, I think, around status and possibly pay as well.
And to elaborate on what Lucy Powell said there, she's also received figures that show that fathers are nearly twice as likely as mothers to have requests for flexible working turned down. In 2012, 18% of men who requested flexible arrangements were told no, compared to 10% of women. But back to paternity leave. Time to hear from a new dad. Chris Saunders is from Nottingham. His son William is 4 months old. He can't remember his last good night's sleep. Additional paternity leave, he told me, was not even close to being an option for him. He couldn't afford even the 2 weeks of conventional paternity leave.
It doesn't surprise me whatsoever, the fact that dads are having to make this decision and obviously therefore basically sacrifice time with their new child. In my case, I could have the first week paid my normal salary, but for the second week, it would go down to the statutory amount. So I had a bit of a tussle in terms of deciding whether I could just afford to take the first week only or the second week as well. And in my case, I couldn't afford to take the second week.
So what does the government have to say? Well, they say they do have a good story to tell here, because the existing system of additional paternity leave is for the chop. It's going to be replaced next April by what will be called shared parental leave. The shadow business minister, Jenny Willett, said that under the new scheme, eligible working parents will be able to decide how to share up to 50 weeks of leave, including being off at the same time or regularly swapping. But two big issues are likely to remain: money, fathers often earning more, and cultural, where society, employers and men perceive they belong.
Chris, many thanks.